Well, Corey, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot for having me. This is good timing for this type of discussion with the spring and all of the, hopefully we do get some moisture. We've been pretty dry here lately.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we're talking about is it's Groundwater Awareness Week. And we were talking before this, actually, and discussing, you know, the number of people that have private wells. They may not be using it for their own drinking purposes, but there's a lot of contamination that can build up in those wells if they're not tested.
Correct. We are fortunate to be able to receive funds from the state of Iowa. We call it our Grants to Counties program, and that's how they push that money out. That money goes to testing and plugging and rehabilitating private wells if they're able to be rehabilitated. So, like you said, the main purpose, is to protect our groundwater. And we have a lot of wells that are out there that maybe are not used for drinking primarily. Maybe they're stock, they have cattle, they have livestock they're using that well water. That's still a source of contamination to our groundwater, because regardless of it's a drinking well or a ag well, their location next to each other can, if we have one well that gets contaminated, it can potentially contaminate all private wells within that area.
People that want to test, it's easy and it's relatively cheap too, you were saying, with this program.
Right. The state of Iowa, with the funds, we get so much money per well test as well as well plugging. Well tests, currently, if you want to have your well tested, it doesn't have to be necessarily drinking water. That's the main purpose. However, the state of Iowa understands that, the reality of with rural water coming into most of the state, we, not all of our wells are drinking water. So it's a $5 fee. It's basically offset by the grant. Normally, if you had your water tested without our assistance, it'd probably be like a $30 to $40 test or more. All of our tests go to the State Hygienic Laboratory in Ankeny or Iowa City. It's $5. We'll come out to your residence. If it's a drinking water well, we come into your house. We perform the test. If it's a outside well, we can do it from a hydrant. The main thing we want to make sure it doesn't happen is we don't contaminate the water source while we're performing the test. And myself and Brian Anderson on staff here with Marion County Public Health have had training to make sure that we do that properly.
What are the dangers that people are looking for in those kind of tests? What can contaminate the water?
Sure. The main two things that the grant focuses on pays for is nitrate levels, as well as fecal coliforms or total coliforms. Nitrates are present in, as a result of several different things. A lot of time, livestock runoff or say farm field runoff, if they use a lot of fertilizer, nitrate-based fertilizer, it will break down and form nitrates. Nitrates are harmful to especially infants under the age of two. It can cause what's called blue baby syndrome. Back in the day, basically the nitrates act in the body to starve the body of oxygen. So usually if you have an infant under the age of two, we really recommend that you have your water tested for nitrates. Same with coliforms. Obviously that basically means you've got some kind of source of contamination, either from livestock runoff or just that your well is not protected. So coliforms are everywhere. They're in the dirt, they're in the soil. And if that well casing isn't protected or the well itself isn't protected, you can get runoff into the well. And usually that's, deer, even bugs, insects, snakes, spiders, all contain coliforms that can contaminate your well.
And we were talking too about plugging wells. What does that mean?
Plugging wells basically is closing a well. The wells, as they become out of service, they should properly be plugged, which properly plugging means you're trying to protect the groundwater layers, because most wells, when a well driller drills a well or as bores a well, or as even back in the day when they dug a well by hand, they would find those different sources of water in the layers of the soil. And so they would dig down to that layer that had the water source, and that's where usually these wells would stop. Sometimes the deeper ones have different layers of water producing areas. So when you plug a well, you want to plug all those places where groundwater enters that well. And well plugging contractors, the Department of Natural Resources, DNR, has a certification for people that can plug wells. Homeowners can plug their well with the county's assistance. We have to actually be there with you while you're plugging it. But well plugger or well contractors can plug your well as well. No pun intended here, but you know, we've got the capability of doing it properly, and there is several contractors in this area that have been working to do this.
All right, and I guess going back to testing, people want to get tested, all they have to do is contact you at Marion County Environmental Health.
Yep, correct. Just contact us. We get a certain amount of money at the beginning of the fiscal year. We still have money to plug wells. We still have money to test wells and rehab wells, but that's a real rare circumstance that happens. I think in the last 4 years, I've only had one well that we've rehabilitated because, you know, it had the right circumstance. The well testing's $5. Well plugging, we will reimburse up to $400. So if a well plugger or contractor is contacted, you know, they perform the work, you submit a bill that you received from that contractor, we will reimburse, like I said, up to $400 for certain expenses. And, you know, it's a pretty good deal.
All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us today, Corey.
No problem. You have a good week. Thank you.